This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We try to bring you a lot of really good information. You can tune in every Sunday morning, and next Sunday, Kevin will have a nice discussion with Deanna Minich on phytonutrients and aging. The show is streamlined through myvillagegreen.com, and you can visit the site to hear previous radio shows. I also want to tell you they have a very good sale going on right now at Village Green through March 10th. You can save 30% on Pathway products, 25% on Zymogen, Thorn, Metagenics, and Nordic Naturals. Now, what we're going to do for the show is have a preliminary discussion talking about what I call Nutrition 101, some basic terminology about nutrients and about supplements. And then we'll begin with our guest in the second segment. We are going to talk with Todd Nelson, who's a naturopathic doctor, and he has been serving the Denver Boulder area in clinical practice for 27 years. So we'll be talking about cleansing toxins. We will talk about getting rid of yeast and how to handle it. So I think you'll find that interesting. Now, some terminology. I call it Nutrition 101, basic terminology, and there are many factors that impact on each nutrient's ability to achieve optimum and function. So you have to get the right diet in, the right nutrient form. Then it has to be digested and absorbed by the digestive tract, then transported to the tissues, taken up by the cells, and finally be used by the cells in order to provide function. So function is the bottom line. And we sometimes interrupt that from the very beginning. If we're on an antacid, even if we're taking in an excellent diet, we're going to get maldigestion and malabsorption of a significant number of nutrients. If we're on a diuretic, we're going to lose many of those nutrients. Now, what is the difference between natural, synthetic, and artificial? Natural forms are the naturally occurring nutrients, which are food-based, can be extracted from food sources. They tend to be lower in microgram, milligram, gram unit measures. They usually require taking more of a substance to deliver a specific nutrient amount, and they may or may not be well utilized depending upon food sources. And they can cause reactions depending upon food sources and the individual. Synthetic forms are made in the lab. They're synthesized in the lab. They contain the active sites identical to the natural forms, and they're usually less expensive than naturally occurring, and they require less substance. They're often used when therapeutic or high doses are required. So it depends on the circumstances. If you need high intake of B vitamins because you have a methylation problem, you are going to need to take large doses, and it's not going to be possible with the food-based nutrients, though they are helpful as well. Now, the elemental nutrient versus the nutrient compound. Calcium carbonate, for instance, is only 40% calcium. It's calcium and carbonate combined. So 1,000 milligrams of calcium carbonate provides 400 milligrams of calcium. So you want to check your label and make sure that what is on that label is the elemental amount. Zinc citrate, for example, is 35% zinc. So 100 milligrams of zinc citrate will give you 35 milligrams of zinc. Now, forms which result in the highest elemental amount may not be the forms which are the best absorbed. So it is different what is presented to the body in elemental amount, then has an effect on that body and is affected by the body. So when now we're talking about nutrient absorption rates and bioavailability. So nutrient absorption rates increase when one or more of the following occur. If your tissue levels are low, your bank account of nutrients is low, you're functionally low in a nutrient, and or you have higher needs, let's say you're ill at the time, your absorption rates they increase. So you absorb more when you need more, and you absorb less when you need less. The RDA and recommendations, I just want to clarify this issue. The DRI, dietary reference intakes, and the RDA, it's a system of recommendations that applies to 98% of healthy people. But that is not defined. So if you look at the disease rates, over 70% and up to 80% of the individuals in the United States have one or more chronic diseases, which means that the RDA does not apply to any of these individuals. Obesity, digestive problems, heart diseases, diabetes, arthritis, lung diseases, liver, osteoporosis, kidney, depression, cancer, and stroke. Now, we will get ready for our next session, and we are going to talk to Todd Nelson, naturopathic doctor, and we're going to be talking about cleansing toxins and pathogenic candida from the body. I think you'll find this very interesting if you've just tuned in. I'm Dana Lake, your host with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with Todd Nelson.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. And we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion with Deanna Minich on phytonutrients and aging. The show is streamlined through myvillagegreen.com, and you can visit the site to hear previous radio shows. A reminder that Village Green sale is going on now through March 10th. You can save 30% on Pathway products, 25% on Zymogen, Thorn, Metagenics, and Nordic Naturals. Now, I want to introduce our guest. We're going to talk about cleansing toxins and pathogenic candida from the body. And our guest is Todd Nelson, ND, and he's a well-known naturopathic doctor, and he holds an honorary doctor of science in holistic health from Brantridge Forest School in England. He has a very diverse background. We're honored to have him on the show. Wanted to tell you he also is a co-author of three books, Arthritis Survival, Asthma Survival, and Headache Survival, along with best-selling author Dr. Robert Ivker, who has also been a guest on this show many times. And Todd is also a contributing author to Dr. Ivker's books on the Complete Self-Care Guide to Holistic Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Nelson.
Hi, Dana. Good to be here.
Well, it's good to have you on the show, and I think we have a good topic here, talking about cleansing. Do you want to give a little bit of background on yourself, and then we'll dive into our subject?
Sure. Briefly, I've been practicing naturopathic medicine for 30 years in Denver, Colorado, and my specialty is using clinical nutrition with people that are chronically ill. So I have a very diverse background, diverse patient population, and certainly over the years I've realized how critical it is to do periodic detoxification programs for people that are chronically sick. And Dr. Ivker and I work together here in Colorado, and we see lots of people with respiratory illness and sinusitis and chronic sinus infections, and we've realized that that's a real critical component to recovery.
Well, we know that sinus problems are so prevalent, and there are a lot of reasons. Do you want to go in some to a little bit of background of why we have so many sinus problems in our culture?
Sure. Yeah, it's really increasing. Actually, there's an estimate that there's about 40 million Americans with sinus problems. It's one of the most prevalent chronic conditions there is. And some of the theory is increased pollution in cities that we're breathing, which is reducing mucus immunity in the nose and in the lungs and predisposing us to the immune system going down and getting more recurrent infections. And then we have the catch-22 of the fact that the typical treatment is antibiotics for the sinus infections. And the problem is number one, the antibiotics are determined not to be very effective for sinus infections to begin with. I can quote a couple of studies on that if you'd like. And secondly, it sets up the mucous immunity to be very vulnerable to an overgrowth condition of candida yeast. This becomes a chronic problem. The Mayo Clinic in 1999 determined this becomes like an allergic fungal sinusitis. That's what they called it. And this is a really breakthrough study that says, okay, the more you're taking antibiotics, the more you're at risk for this fungal overgrowth in your sinuses and respiratory tract, which becomes a very toxic condition. It creates inflammation, and it begins to suppress mucus immunity, so your defenses go down, and you get sicker and sicker and sicker. You start taking more and more medication, and pretty soon you're in this very vicious cycle of being chronically sick. So the approach that we've taken is how do you get rid of the yeast, how do you support immunity, and how do you detoxify in a way that you can restore immune function again.
Well, well said. And this term, the yeast problems, has been very controversial. Written about by many authors, thought of as quackery, as I don't need to tell you, for many years, and then finally found legitimacy. Billy Crook was a colleague and actually friend of mine, and he dared to write the first book on it. Tell us a little bit about the difference between what we see in yeast overgrowth and what the medical community had thought was, you know, Candida overgrowth was almost fatal. Nobody could have these innocent kinds of infections that could be so damaging. Can you clarify that for us?
Sure. You know, you mentioned Dr. Crook, and he was a real pioneer, as well as a man named Dr. Truss back
yes.
in the 70s. And what happened is, you know, Candida yeast is normal to our mucous linings. It's indigenous to our body. And to the medical profession, it's long been looked at as a benign issue. It's just sort of a, you know, it's just sort of a microorganism that lives in the mucous lining. Wasn't really thought to cause illness unless, like you said, Dana, that if you're seriously sick, like with cancer or AIDS or some kind of really big immune compromise, then what can happen is yeast can translate from the mucous linings directly into the bloodstream. At that point, it could kill you. It's so toxic. So the medical profession just looked at it in the extreme mode of saying, okay, Candida is only a problem if it crosses this barrier into your blood, and then you're potentially it's going to kill you. But short of that, what happens is, you know, we have natural protection in the mucous lining with our white blood cells and also with beneficial bacteria or beneficial flora. And when that beneficial bacteria and flora gets killed down, like with antibiotics or steroids or other therapies, or even the stress of living in a very toxic environment, what happens is the yeast transforms. It actually changes into a different form, and that different form can begin to spew out toxins that begin to dismantle the immune system. I think you wrote a book on autism, didn't you?
Yes.
Are you familiar with Dr. William Shaw?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, in his book on autism, he talks about yeast and something called gliotoxins. And gliotoxins, interestingly enough, without going into the biochemistry of it, literally contribute to a dismantling of the DNA in our white blood cells, in the macrophages and the T lymphocytes. So when this yeast overgrows, it puts out these gliotoxins, it dismantles the DNA in the white blood cells, and pretty soon we don't have the defenses anymore to really fight against infection. So this becomes a functional problem in the immune system. It's not a disease in and of itself. And I could go on and on. There's other toxins like acetaldehydes that mm-hmm. are secreted by excess yeast overgrowth. This is probably the biggest problem with yeast is this chemical called acetaldehydes. And it's very toxic. It starts really confusing the immune system and really setting you up for even more allergic reaction. So it's well established these days that Candida is a big contributor to chronic illness, and it's getting better and better established, and it's not so much voodoo medicine.
Yes, it's refreshing. I'm so glad to have been there when it was very different and see all of the changes. One of the criticisms we often make is that when finally something is embraced, that traditional medicine will, they blamed it, criticized it, then they claim it and rename it. So.
That's exactly right. And it takes a long time for that to hit the mainstream. So, you know, I've been privileged to work with Dr. Ifker for over 20 years, and he was one of the first to really recognize that chronic sinus infections and sinusitis, for example, and even asthma can be linked to this candida yeast overgrowth condition. So even prior to the Mayo Clinic recognizing this, he was just clinically observing it. And, of course, once we were treating these people for candida, they were getting better, significantly better, usually within 90 days. So that's very important, especially given the fact, I'll just tell you real quick, that the Journal of American Medical Association just in the last month had a study come out saying that basically antibiotics are not effective in treating sinus infections. And they even said that the placebo group in the study got better outcomes than the people taking amoxicillin.
Good, good. So it forces people to help the body help itself. We always talk about the candida infections, the yeast overgrowth, are opportunistic, that we've got to work on the immunity, not just kill the bugs. Do you want to introduce a little bit of a brief overview on what treatment is, and then we'll go into details in the next segment?
Sure. You know, what we've identified, there's three main areas to focus on in treatment of candida once it's recognized. And Dr. Ifker has a sinus survival tutorial on his website, sinussurvival.com, where he instructs patients as to how to do this. He uses Dr. Crook's candida questionnaire to determine, do you have a yeast overgrowth? That's one of the, still the best questionnaires out there. There's no good blood testing, really, or stool testing to fully determine if you have a candida overgrowth condition. So this questionnaire we've learned to really rely on. And then once, let's say if you're scoring high on that questionnaire, there's three main areas of focus about eradicating the candida and restoring immune balance. First is to attack the yeast or kill it. And there are a number of great antifungal supplements now, natural molecules that we can use to literally kill the yeast down. The second step is to starve the yeast. So in other words, we have to not feed it those nutrients or like sugar, for example, and fermented foods and alcohol, beer and wine. Dr. Ifker has a whole list that I wrote up for foods to avoid on the tutorial. But, you know, I tell my patients, you know, when you drink, if you have a candida overgrowth and you're drinking wine at night, and let's say you're eating some sugar during the day, you drink it or eat it and they party. So,
yeah, absolutely.
They proliferate, they grow, they start spewing their toxins, and that creates this vicious cycle of immune suppression. So we have to do an anti-candida diet that's still nutrient-dense, low allergy, hypoallergenic. I wrote up the diet from my perspective on the tutorial. And this is it's a generally healthy diet, Dana, but it's also trying to deprive candida of what they like to proliferate. And last point is replacing and restoring the bacterial balance. This is the first line of defense in the mucous linings, both in the gut and in the respiratory tract. So a lot of that is replenishing probiotics, beneficial bacteria, to create that barrier to prevent the absorption of yeast toxins. So those are the main three areas of focus, and we can get into whatever level of detail you'd like to.
And we'll do that in the next segment. For those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the day. Please stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more interesting information from Todd Nelson.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion with Deanna Minich on phytonutrients and aging. The show is streamlined through myvillagegreen.com, so take advantage of that. If you were listening to our first segment, you know that we're talking about cleansing toxins and pathogenic candida from the body. And our guest is Todd Nelson, who's a naturopathic doctor in the Denver Boulder area and has been an expert in this for 27 years or more and written a number of books on the subject. So we're glad to have Todd with us. We were talking about some of the exposures that one has that can cause yeast to overgrow. And we had gone over the treatment, which is to kill the yeast, starve them, not feed them with sugars, and restore bacteria, the good flora, which we talk about quite frequently on the show. So, Todd, let's continue the discussion a little bit more about some of the things that can aggravate this condition and the connection with molds.
Yeah, that's a good point, Dana. Mold can be a very big aggravator. In other words, if you already have a yeast or candida overgrowth condition, you're already subject to be more sensitized to mold in the airspace when you're inhaling it, as far as allergic reactions go. I just had a patient yesterday who was working in an old building in Washington, D.C., was getting very sick. They had to break down a wall, and they found lots of black mold behind it. And, of course, she was getting sicker and sicker with her sinuses and lungs. And so this can create a very severe allergic and inflammatory response that keeps the immune system down. So some people, not only do they have to clean up their environment and get rid of the mold if you can detect it, but also do some therapies to reduce the allergic response to the mold itself. And some of the approaches we use are using some different supplements. We're also using some different homeopathic remedies that can reduce mold sensitivity. So it is a big problem. It's a very big problem, and it's something to absolutely control if you have chronic respiratory problems.
Well, it's a vicious cycle, and what you've been talking about is trying to break that in a number of ways. Not just, it's not going to work, as I understand it, to just kill the yeast. It's not going to work to just put probiotics in there, and it's not going to work to just do the diet. It really has to be a multifactorial approach.
Absolutely. It's got to be integrated. And we always tell people, please spend 90 days working on this, because if you're chronically sick, we assume that your body's toxic, and we need to maximize detoxification mechanisms. And also, killing down yeast takes a while, meaning it's not usually a quick kill. And you usually have to have multiple remedies coming in to kill it down periodically, repetitively, over time, to really beat it back, so to speak, while you're simultaneously trying to restore the mucus immunity so that it's resisting candida overgrowth. And that, in our experience with many, many patients over the years, you know, 3 months is a minimal time to really do that. And that's how we try to orient patients on the online sinus survival tutorial.
And that's an excellent one. We've talked about that before, sinussurvival.com. And Village Green also carries all of their products and information. So there are plenty of sources to get the information. Let's talk about some of the specifics of treatment. What is effective?
Well, of course, Dana, as you well know, I'm sure there's a million candida treatment things available.
A lot, yes.
There are very few that are truly effective in my experience. What Dr. Ivker and I have determined what we like the most is a specific garlic supplement called Alamed. It's a super strong standardized Allicin garlic. It's 100% Allicin. We typically recommend doing 2 capsules 3 times a day for at least 10 to 20 days. And then depending on the person, we graduate it down. That's a really good start for killing candida pretty much everywhere in the body. But usually candida needs sort of a 1-2 punch, meaning one molecule doesn't typically do it in our experience. So there are 2 other products on the Sinus Survival site or the Village Green site. One is called Candisol, which is an enzyme product that literally sort of dismantles the protein wall of the candida organism. We typically have patients do 2 pills twice a day on an empty stomach. And then lastly, from the killing the yeast standpoint, there's a fungal, antifungal herbal supplement called Candicide that helps not only kill yeast, but helps with detox mechanisms. Because when you're killing yeast, you get what's called a die-off reaction. And that, you know, you're waging war in the mucus linings with the yeast. And there's a fallout of toxicity that can make you not feel so good while you're killing the stuff off. So the Candicide can help reduce some of that die-off reaction. It's typically 2 capsules 3 times a day with meals for about 30 days. That one we don't do forever. Sometimes we'll do it for the whole 90 days. Just depends on the person.
And what are some of the ingredients in the Candicide that help reduce the die-off?
For example, the Pau d'Arco is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to pull it up here as we're talking. Let me see if I can get it real quick.
We get so used to our products sometimes.
I know. I'm sorry. I've got it right here, actually. Berberine, which is from Golden Seal.
Yes.
Now, that's more of a helping kill along with grapefruit seed extract, but there's some oregano and cinnamon, interestingly enough. But it seems like the cleansing action has a lot to do with the golden seal berberine.
Uh-huh.
It helps certain white blood cells get rid of some of these yeast breakdown. And also, it's got some other herbs in it that just help mellow the detox reaction in the gut, like ginger root and chamomile.
Oh, excellent.
You know, they just help reduce bloating, gas, which most people with candida have. So that's really the thinking behind it. The diet itself, of course, is very cleansing. It's very low toxicity and very really nutrient dense. The probiotics, of course, are also reducing toxicity by preventing uptake of toxicity in the gut. So, and then beyond that, sometimes we use, with the diet plan, we use a medical food, it's called, or a detoxification drink. Most of the time, it's one that's anti-inflammatory based, called Inflammacor. This is a rice-based drink with some different herbs that help, like turmeric, for example, and ginger, rosemary, hops extract that helps reduce down that mucus immune inflammatory response.
Excellent. Excellent. One of the things that I have used for years and years, and I so long that I don't even remember where I first learned about it, but I use a lot of biotin because biotin synthesis is damaged or destroyed by antibiotics. And what biotin does is prevent yeast overgrowth. And it also is one of the nutrients that we make in the gut that gets absorbed to help with fatty acids, immunity, development. It's important in child development. And I think I developed more of a renewed interest when we started dealing with autism spectrum and the whole host of developmental delays and the importance of the gut. And biotin, what I like about it is that it's inexpensive and you can use large doses. There is no known toxic dose. And we actually use about 20 milligrams in the kids and adults. What we find is that it doesn't create any problems. I think I have had one patient in my entire career who was sensitive to it. So it has a real low reaction rate, and I consider it a good part of what you have so nicely laid out, especially the Alamed. Love the Alamed.
Yeah, it's very effective, and I appreciate what you're saying about the biotin because it's so such a part of different cofactors and different enzyme systems. And most people, these enzyme systems are really compromised. So that's a really nice addition. A lot of these folks are really depleted of a detoxification chemical called glutathione. And that's something people, I think, are going to be hearing about more and more all the time. And a lot of times the way, you know, killing down the yeast and so forth helps and possibly directly fortifying glutathione is really important because these gliotoxins I mentioned earlier actually really deplete the cells of glutathione. And that's sort of the number one detoxification protein that our bodies have. So it makes us much more prone to other problems like autoimmunity and other inflammatory syndromes, and that may be part of the brain fog that people have with candida syndromes. So there's many approaches, but the core is, you know, kill it, starve it, and get the mucus immunity back up.
I like the way you say that. Any other quick tidbits?
Probably what I would encourage listeners to do is, you know, if you have chronic sinusitis, if you suspect candida, which you can easily test for with Dr. Crook's questionnaire, I would certainly encourage people to check out Dr. Ivker's tutorial. It's 90 minutes, and it's a consolidation, basically, of his 30 years of knowledge, where you are coached directly through you need to take that we're talking about today. And also there are people within Village Green, for example, I know that can do some dietary coaching if you need it.
Yeah, they're so, excellent.
Yes, and so that's really the core of the program. There's some deeper detoxification programs that I do that I, you know, and I can take people through it over the phone if people are interested, anywhere from 10 days to 21 days, depending on the chronic condition. And I use lots of different medical foods. You mentioned, I know Village Green has Metagenics and Zymogen and other professional supplements that we use beyond the Sinus Survival products. But that's a very individualized thing. You know, that's something that people really need supervision with.
Well, and that's important, the supervision. I'm glad you mentioned that, because in any of these treatments, while we try to educate people so that they can help themselves, you do get to the point where you need medical guidance, because some of these die-off reactions are severe, both for adults and children.
Correct. Yeah, you can actually feel worse before you get better. And we've tried to engineer it such to minimize this kind of detox die-off reaction so people have an easier time getting through the program. A lot of times drinking the medical food, minimizing the inflammation, doing the herbs we mentioned previously that help clearing and help minimize gastric reactions. But then if you're chronically sick, you may need really personalized instruction. And one of the things that we've created through Village Green is something called the Respiratory Healer Network, which is a network of health professionals that know the Sinus Survival Program and are able to directly coach people and support them. So the tutorial is a great personal launch, but again, if you're chronically sick, you really may need a very personalized guidance to really get the outcomes you want.
Excellent. Excellent advice. And for those of you that have just tuned in, we are talking with Todd Nelson, and we're talking about cleansing toxins and pathogenic candida from the body. I'm Dana Lake, and the show is The Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right after the break with our final segment.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's Vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I enjoy alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a lot of really good information. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next Sunday, you can check in to listen to Kevin's discussion with Deanna Minich on phytonutrients and aging. A final reminder about the Village Green sale that's going on now through March 10th, 30% on Pathway products, 25% off on Zymogen, Thorne, Metagenics, and Nordic Naturals. Now, we've been having an interesting discussion on cleansing toxins and pathogenic candida from the body with Dr. Todd Nelson, who's a naturopathic doctor with lots of experience. We've been talking about the Sinus Survival Program through Dr. Ivker, who is also a colleague of Dr. Nelson's. So we're going to talk a little bit more and just recap. Number one, what symptoms can you experience that give the hint that you've got a problem? And obviously, the more of these symptoms, the more significant the condition is. If you have one symptom or two, it may or may not be a yeast candida problem. So, Todd, can you fill us in on what people can look for as far as symptoms?
Sure. You know, there's a long laundry list of symptoms, and that's one of the challenges for people to get diagnosed, is many of their symptoms might mimic other problems, or a doctor who's not really trained to look for these things may very much miss it. So one of the things is, if you have chronic sinusitis and you have recurrent sinus infections, we can assume you have candida overgrowth. And especially if you have many rounds of antibiotics in your history, or steroids, or birth control pills, all of these are really strong signs you're going to have it. Other really common symptoms, feeling really fatigued, lethargic, moody, irritable. Brain fog is a really big symptom with candida overgrowth.
A good word. They're fancy words for it, but nothing is so clear at communicating than the word brain fog.
Yeah, people know what that is. Sometimes what can show up is asthma symptoms are aggravated, you know, wheezing, shortness of breath, coughing. Interestingly enough, a lot of people have sugar cravings when they have candida.
Sure.
It's interesting. You know, it's almost like they want it more. Aches and pains, like joint muscle aches and pains, can be very much aggravated by yeast toxicity. Indigestion, heartburn. A lot of times we have people with irritable bowel syndrome, you know, bloating, you know, fluctuating from constipation to diarrhea and cramping and so forth in the gut. When you kill the yeast off and restore the bacterial balance, most of those symptoms will clear. So that's really the bulk of the symptoms. But, you know, if you get on the web and you just Google candida symptoms, you're going to get, you know, 50 or more symptoms in different lists. And that's the problem, is candida toxicity can aggravate anything you already have. just by spewing toxins and fanning flames on the inflammation and downturning or confusing the immune system. So allergies can get worse, arthritis can get worse, headaches can get worse. So when we see these patients that have multiple symptoms, they're chronic and they're cycling, that's a real clue to say, gosh, you are really a candidate for candida overgrowth.
You know, that's a good description, and you're right. It mimics so many other things, and one of the concepts that I think we differ in alternative medicine from traditional medicine is if you have this laundry list of symptoms, you're going to be seeing a host of at least half a dozen specialists, one for your GI tract, one for the sinus, one for the asthma, one for the fatigue. I mean, we can go on and on as
right.
to how many specialists are going to be attempting to solve your problem when we step back and we look at the whole system and all of the symptoms. It helps us hone in on whether this is, you know, primary a candida yeast problem or whether it's more secondary to other problems going on. So it's tricky. It's not simple. We're no long, we've gone away a lot from the vector where you get strep and you get strep, it causes an infection, and you take penicillin. Univectoral.
Yeah. Boy, it'd be great if it was that simple, Dana, but I think with candida, it is complex, and there's no really reliable objective test as of yet, meaning there are some blood tests out there, but they're unreliable. There are some stool tests out there. If you do see candida overgrowing in the stool, then you've got a really big overgrowth condition. But still, Dr. Crook's questionnaire, I think, is
the best.
very reliable. I think he really pinned it down as to both your history and your symptoms. And once it's there, like you said, a lot of people, a lot of my patients, you know, they'll be seeing, you know, 4 to 6 doctors, and out of that, they're taking, you know, 4 to 12 drugs to try to symptom management. But that is all contributing to further side effects and further toxicity without ever addressing the cause. And the cause may be a major, major cause is the candida overgrowth that needs to be addressed.
Yes, I'm so glad you've been so inclusive with the information. I know that we look at comorbidity and that candida may be certainly part of the problem. It may be the majority of the problem because so many other immune symptoms are going to arise. I always say it's, you know, when a few bad guys move into town, a lot more move in, and it becomes too hospitable, and the body becomes too hospitable to all kinds of aggravation of viral infections, bacterial infections. So then it gets complicated, and that's not to say that you wouldn't just treat the yeast, you treat it. I like the multifactorial approach. You intervene wherever you can intervene, and then the body starts helping itself.
Exactly, and usually it does need, you know, a multiple-prong approach because these folks have compromised immunity maybe for a long time. So, you know, getting the gut functioning, you know, the way Dr. Ivker and I look at the respiratory tract in the gut is it's all one big mucus-lined tube.
Yes, yes. Well said.
And so if you're reacting in your sinuses and lungs, you're probably reacting in your gut as well and vice versa. And the problem is, like, let's say if you have yeast overgrowth, you also have more tendency to food allergies and food reactions. And you can have cross-reactions where suddenly you're getting sensitized to gluten and to other, or casein in milk, for example. And when you're eating those things, you're getting more digestive symptoms and getting more mucus production and thickening mucus, and that becomes a hotbed then for infection. So you have to look at both simultaneously, and that's why the diet itself is sort of critical. A lot of people say, well, can I just kill the yeast and, you know, not worry about the diet so much? And the answer to that is no, the diet is absolutely critical. It's not optional.
Yeah. There's no sense fueling it when you're trying to get rid of it. And people know it. They get the symptoms come back. They're worse. Once you educate people, they suddenly know why they are waking up feeling hungover and they had some ice cream the night before, or a lot of bread, whatever it was that aggravated the yeast.
Right. They had a big simple carb hit one night. And, you know, as you know, many patients, you know, all it takes is once and they might be feeling a lot worse for the next 24 to 72 hours. So it's the kind of thing that, again, but, you know, the hopeful message is that within 90 days, we've typically seen people, we've seen 90% of our patient population get significantly better. So that's an affirmation that says, Okay, just by killing down the yeast, starving it, eating this way, taking the remedies, practicing nasal hygiene that Dr. Rivker takes people through on the sinus survival tutorial, just in 90 days, let's say if you've had a 10-year sinus problem and you have 90 days of hard work, I'm not saying it's easy, it's hard work, but you may literally be able to clear infections enough and boost immunity enough to not be plagued with this chronic recurrent symptom picture. So that's the hopeful message today.
Well, it's well said, and you were talking about a detox program, and we talked a little bit about this, and the diet. Can you be a little more specific as to what the diet entails? Because it really isn't as bad as people imagine, except that it takes away what they love and what they crave. And I know if somebody, you know, asks me and I'm out at a party, what can I do to feel better? And I listen, I just say, everything you crave, stop.
That's a good summary.
And then let's see how you feel in a week or two, because it is pretty immediate if you're strict enough. So let's go over that for our folks.
Yeah, so how you detoxify is, one, take out the junk. So in the first 90 days of our program, we have a list. We provide a PDF handout of the Candida control diet. And we have a list of things, as we've mentioned a few times now, white flour, sugar, candy, donuts, pastries, cookies, you know, common sense things to take out. There's a long list. So the first phase is clean out the cupboard of the things that are going to be aggravating the problem. Second phase is, so what do you focus on and what do you include? And I've got a whole shopping list actually provided on here. And, of course, it's just it's sort of reminiscent of a Mediterranean kind of diet. It's high vegetables, lower fruit, good amount of organic protein, you know, clean protein sources, hopefully non-gluten grains, because so many people with this condition have gluten sensitivity, and including beans and legumes and nuts and seeds. So it's a very basic core diet. I give examples of a diet plan or an ideal food day on the handouts. But it's really stripped down to, you know, some of my patients say, wow, I feel like I'm eating like a monk here.
Yes.
It's really true. You're eating nuts and seeds, beans and legumes, you know, hopefully organic, you know, meats and good healthy fishes, very high vegetable intake, a little bit lower fruit intake, being really hydrated, and then drinking a medical food powder. Now, with the medical food powders, there's numerous companies that make these, and they're mostly professional-grade supplements. I've used them for about 20 years now in practice. The one we dominantly use for people with respiratory issues is an inflammatory-based one. It's on the Sinus Survival site, and it's engineered not only to bring down inflammation, but also to fortify liver and kidney detoxification mechanisms and to even boost glutathione.
Well, that's, we need a whole nother show devoted to the medical foods, because I'm a fan of them and I am glad you introduced it. And we will have a show devoted to talking about those. I dislike that we're at the end of our show and the end of this final segment. And I thank you, Dr. Todd Nelson, for being on the show.
My pleasure, Dana. Great information. Thanks so much.
Okay, and thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. You can access the show or any previous show through myvillagegreen.com. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
My family struggled, and it was assumed that while I would go to college, I would have to pay for it myself.
Charlie wasn't sure how to get the money she needed for college. Then she found out about federal student aid and the FAFSA.
I don't think I quite realized what a huge deal actually graduating was. Federal student aid definitely made that happen.
Need help planning and paying for college? Find out more at college.gov.
My name is Charlie, and this is my story.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington.
CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers. Just 2 days before Super Tuesday, and House Majority Leader Eric Cantor throws his support to Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney.
I believe this is a historic...